A tradition unlike any other.
So the problem is the offense has to really carry this team, and they're not good enough to do it.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Thanks for asking how I'm feeling today.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I'll take the Bills to win this game. I'll say somehow McDermott is able to do a good job against the Ravens offense, and I'll say the Bills will win.
Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Henry. Through a hole on the right side, and he's off and running. Off to the races to the 40. 50. In pursuit is Cam Lewis and DeMar Hamlin. They're not going to get him. He's going to go the distance. 87 yards for the touchdown.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
So that didn't work out well, that prediction, huh?
I thought they were going to win.
Bummer.
All right. Hey. Oops. Sorry. We're streaming on our Facebook page, WGR550.com's Facebook page. You can join us there if you'd like. Houston this week, you know, regular old game. No storylines.
No.
Nothing of interest.
No
players on the other side that anyone will focus in on. Just, Houston.
Well, Devin Singletary's not there, so it's not the Devin Singletary revenge game.
Jerry Hughes is still there, though.
Is he still there?
He is.
I forgot about Jerry Hughes.
And did you
so was Robert Woods.
Still there?
No. Robert Woods is there, too.
He's still in the league?
He's like their fifth receiver.
Well, there's your storyline.
I saw former Bill Tyrell Dodson last night.
He's the starting middle linebacker
in
for
Seattle.
The Seattle Seahawks.
And what number does he wear?
Oh, it's a single-digit number.
Zero.
No kidding.
I think he's wearing zero at linebacker.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I was busy getting put to sleep by the Dolphins-Titans game. Mm. So, Houston. Yeah. I'd be really worried about this one, Bills fans.
Uh-oh, you just told us everything was fine.
Well, yeah. I said despite the record in a couple of minutes,
I'd
be really worried about this matchup. Only again, now maybe Terrell Bernard comes back for this game. Hopefully, right? It looks like he practiced last week limited. I think he's supposed to practice this week. Sound like more of a long shot for Taron Johnson. If he plays, that would help. I just think it's a really bad matchup with their quarterback and their skill position against a depleted defense. Hopefully the Bills' pass rush does a little better than they did against Lamar Jackson, which was basically non-existent. They had one pressure.
Right. Will Vaughn play? He didn't really
more
play
than nine
against
snaps,
Baltimore.
Hopefully, yeah. So I don't like this. I don't feel good about this matchup. I will take Houston to win the game.
Oof. All right.
Okay. Back-to-back losses.
3-2. And then going to New York to play the Jets, who are going through it right now. They lost at home to Denver. Did you see how that game finished?
I did. I was watching that game.
Denver gift-wrapped that game, and the Jets gave it back.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
It was incredible.
I'd like to thank them for doing that.
Rodgers couldn't move the ball more than 10 yards to get them into further field goal range. Like, that's part of it.
Denver's defense is really good, and they were all over him.
Yes.
So I think the Jets' ceiling is if they play a team that has a respectable defense, they're going to get walloped.
Yeah, and look, I know it was the weather was not conducive to the throwing of the football. It was a nasty day in Jersey, but he looked really off his game. He looked like he was not on the old same page with his receivers. There were balls that were going nowhere near targets. He's getting beat up. The offensive line is struggling. He's getting up, and he's hobbling. I just saw a stat on ESPN. They're 29th in pass block win rate, so they're really having issues protecting Rodgers. I will take the Bills. I know the only thing in my head, the little voice is whispering, Josh doesn't play well against the Jets defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Jets are having issues on offense. They got to go to London, by the way, and play Minnesota in London Sunday, and then come back and play the Bills. I will take the Bills to beat the Jets.
Rodgers is lucky the Darnold revenge game is not in New York.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
be fun.
Yeah.
All right, so a win over the Jets. Good. All right, on to 4-2. Home Tennessee.
Woof.
Will Levis, what kind of interception will he throw?
Is he still the quarterback?
Well, last night,
Not that Mason Rudolph played well.
Brian Callahan, in the first, potentially, the first ever actual question answered in a halftime interview, was asked, who goes in if Will, and he said, if he's healthy, he's going in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He stuck with Will Levis.
Okay.
And then, the reporter followed up, and he said, yes, Will Levis is going in. So, good for Brian Callahan, I guess. Bills, Titans.
Boy, the Titans offense, whether it's Will Levis or Mason Rudolph, I mean, last night would have been like, that was like the Bills-Jags 9-6 game, watching those two offenses play. Joe gave you the stats in the update. I'd be stunned. I know the Bills lost at home to Denver last year, but I would be stunned if they lost this game. I'll take the Bills.
Bills over Titans, 5-2. to Seattle. Big road trip. The Seahawks are very much a respectable team here.
And have the league's leading passer now with almost 1,200 yards, Geno Smith.
So stupid me. I was watching Miami and Tennessee, and it seemed like every, you know, that game was a snooze fest. So every time they had a chance, it was, hey, Scott Van Pelt, what's going on in Detroit? Oh, look, touchdowns. I was impressed that Seattle was able to do what they did offensively in that game, having just seen highlights coming across the screen. I will take the Seahawks to win that game.
Can I give you one thing about this game that's worth, maybe we don't think about this much, but there aren't any other teams that are a lot like Baltimore in the way that they run the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Kenneth Walker,
oh man, he's a beast.
Electric.
He can play.
I watched him in college. He played at Michigan State. That guy is special.
See the play where he flipped over on his own head to get a first down? Like he did two backflips on the same. I'll have to show you the clip.
He's played in two games this year.
Yeah.
His yards per carry have been 5.2 and 6.7.
Yeah.
He's got four touchdowns.
That's great.
Wow.
Like if you're looking for another Bills, this team can really run it on you. That's a team. You don't have to worry about the quarterback running it like with Baltimore, but Seattle can throw it, like you just said, like one of the...
He's number one in passing yards right now.
Number one in passing yards and that rushing attack. Like, Seattle is respectable. So, Bills, Seahawks, you think Seattle...
Seahawks win, yeah.
Okay.
Bills, home, Dolphins. This is a game that might be Tua's return to the Dolphins offense. The Dolphins season will be over by then.
Yep.
By the way, there's news on Tyreek Hill. He's got a thumb injury. He had a thumb injury in August in the offseason, and it wasn't severe enough to get surgery. And right now, I just saw this come across a little bit ago, that it might be a lingering problem for Tyreek Hill.
I wonder if at any point, if they keep stacking losses, if they say, shut him down, and who knows if Tua is coming back. Remember, Miami is in the, quote, soft part of their schedule, and they're 1-3.
Yep.
I see the Bills winning this game.
Terrible year for Miami.
Oh, I want to say I feel bad for them, Miami. But I can't. It's Miami. I grew up hating the Dolphins, so I really can't say those words.
Bills, Colts. To answer your question, I don't know if it will be Flacco or Richardson. Does it matter?
I don't think it matters, but you know, Joe Flacco flashed a little magic last year, right? Resuscitated the Brown season. I will still take the Bills to beat the Colts.
Bills win. Here, Bills and Chiefs. Should I watch this game,
or should
I just assume that Kansas City will win it late with a penalty flag?
Who will be their number one receiver for that game?
Freaking
also.
Chiefs.
Always.
It's just stupid now, right? I'm beginning to listen to my wife's conspiracy theories. So they're going to make a trade for a receiver, right?
I think so.
By then, especially.
The question is who?
Andy Reid said that Worthy can be a number one.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen some nice plays from him. I think that's a stretch to say he's a number
one. It's a big stretch. Listen, if you have Travis Kelce in any sort of fantasy league, he's about to go right back to where he was because they'll call plays for him instead of Rice.
Yep.
Rice has not been completely ruled out and was seeking a second opinion.
Correct. They're suspecting an ACL, right? Okay. But nothing confirmed.
Didn't that happen with Von Miller a couple years ago?
With Von, they went in to look and said it's not an ACL.
Okay.
Or they thought it wasn't, and then they went in and it was.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you get the it's not, and then it turns out that it is.
Right.
I'll take the Bills to win the game, please.
Okay.
Bills beat the Chiefs. Home 49ers. By then, Christian McCaffrey will have three bad Achilles.
I guess it is. Well, no, I guess it isn't possible. That'd be pretty. So it'd be trilateral Achilles. Yes.
The reporting was he went to Germany, and then Shanahan said late last week he'll start running and practicing again with us on Monday. And then what was the report out of Monday? Oh, guys, now actually he has Achilles in both legs.
No.
It just keeps getting worse.
I'm still going to make that a San Francisco win for now. Let's just see who's healthy for them by that point.
Bills, Rams from LA.
Yeah. Rams have so many different issues. What is the long-term status of the receivers? Are both going to be back by then?
By then, Nakua might be back next week, and I think Kupp might be a couple more weeks after that.
I'll still take the Bills to win the game.
Bills win over the Rams. Bills at Lions. You got their show last night.
Yeah, and they've been a little strange to watch this season, but you see him last night with Goff and that offense. He didn't have to throw the ball a ton, but he ended up without an incomplete
18 for
pass,
18. Right? How'd you feel about those uniforms, by the way?
I liked them. You didn't care for them?
Thought they looked like Duke.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay, yeah. All
a little
right,
bit like Duke.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take the Lions to win that game.
Okay. Lions win. Bills, Patriots.
Let the run begin. New England. The best part of when the Patriots play is I follow a lot of the Patriots media on Twitter, X, whatever. The best part is reading their tweets as if they actually thought the Patriots might actually be good this year. And they're stunned at how, you know, how bad they look at times offensively. And I think, well, you've not been following this team?
They do have one elite player, Christian Gonzalez. This corner. He's great.
Yep.
But that's not good. Who'd they just play?
They just played the Niners.
He
completely locked down Brandon Ayuk.
But that's not good when you say if a team has one elite player and it's a cornerback.
No, it's a building piece, but yeah.
Like, who's their best player on offense?
DeMario Douglas.
And I mean, I like Jalen Douglas, but come on.
Jalen Polk. I mean, maybe it's Drake May.
Maybe
Drake
it's the running back.
Drake May should be playing.
Should soon. Anyway, right. Yeah. Bills will win.
Bills. Bills home against the Jets.
Win.
Bills on the road at New England.
Win.
Is that four losses?
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses.
All right. 12-5.
12-5.
Still good.
Losing
still
to
wins the division.
Seattle, San Francisco, Houston, and Detroit.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's easily winning the division.
Yeah. Well.
That's two AFC losses.
Sweeping the Jets.
Three other losses in the NFC.
Oh, that's good.
Seattle, Detroit, San Francisco.
I didn't think about that.
A sweep over the Jets. Like, that's a three-game win in the AFC East, I think.
Yeah. Well, look, the Dolphins will be dead so will the Patriots. So it's just a matter of can the Jets hang in there? Be nice if they lost to Minnesota this week. That'd be really cool to get them to 2-3.